So the day I met the leprechaun was June 30th, 2014, Jake.
Okay.
Do you have any idea when the original leprechaun story aired?
St. Patrick's Day of 2006. Today would be the 15th anniversary of the Alabama Leprechaun News Report, Dan.
Wow. And if you're not familiar with the legendary Alabama Leprechaun News Report, here is much of it. Let's play it for you. This aired in Mobile, Alabama in 2006.
Curiosity leads to large crowds in Mobile's Crichton community, many of you bringing binoculars, camcorders, even camera phones to take pictures.
To me, it looked like a leprechaun to me. I got to look up in a tree. Who else in the leprechaun say yeah?
Yeah!
Eyewitnesses say the leprechaun only comes out at night. If you shine a light in its direction, it suddenly disappears. This amateur sketch resembles what many of you say the leprechaun looks like. Others find it hard to believe and have come up with their own theories and explanations for the image.
My theory is it's casting a shadow from the other limb.
Could be a crackhead that got hold to the wrong stuff and it told him to get up in a tree and play a leprechaun.
We're going to get down to the bottom of this. You're still on there, guy. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid, man.
This guy, helping to direct traffic, says he's prepared for his encounter with the leprechaun. He's suited up from head to toe.
This wards off spells right here. This is a special leprechaun flute, which has been passed down from thousands of years ago from my great-great-grandfather, who was Irish. I just came to help out.
Others just came to get lucky in hopes a pot of gold may be buried under this tree.
I'm going to run a backhoe and uproot that tree. I want to know where the gold is. I want the gold. Give me the gold. I want the gold.
This is Brian Johnson, NBC 15 News.
So,
I mean, just where to begin?
Well, this news report came out, and we became obsessed with it.
Yeah.
Playing the song you heard out of break so often that I knew, I think it was 44 seconds when the leprechaun hits.
Mm-hmm. Leprechaun.
You had to wait for the 44-second mark. That's the post there. We had Brian Johnson, the news guy, on to describe everything.
You made a T-shirt featuring the amateur sketch, even.
I bought one.
Oh, okay. I thought that
wasn't
been
a homemade
by us.
No. That was
okay.
That was purchased by me for sure. And then in 2014, there was a, would you call it a confluence of things? Things came together in a perfect storm. We, the family, planned to take a summer vacation to Destin, or right near Destin, Florida, which is a very hot area for North Texas to go visit for a little vacation. TC was living in Alabama. He actually was just his short-lived stint as a program director / sports radio talk show host. TC, former do-everything guy here at The Ticket, former member of this show. Julie stabbed him in the back to get rid of him, I think, as I recall.
Yeah.
Totally.
Anyway, long-time great dude. He was working in Alabama at that point. And I think he had just got fired or something, and he was saying, hey, I had always wanted to visit him there anyway. And I think even before he got fired, I knew my vacation was scheduled there months down the road. I said, hey, I'm gonna be right near you. How close is Destin to you? And he said, oh, it's 45 minutes or an hour. And I'm like, we're going to see each other. This will be great. I got to see your place. I want to see your station and all that. So I guess the point is he got fired right before that, or laid off. I don't know. You know, COVID. And he said, you can't hang with the station. We can't go look at the station because they took my key, but you know, you want to hang out a little bit and be bros. And I was like, yes, I do. And then we decided, wait, Alabama, what's in my Rolodex of Alabama? The first thing I think of is the Alabama leprechaun. How far are you away from where that was? And he's like, I don't know, like half hour, 40 minutes. What if we go? What if we go together? And so I was with my family, which was me, wife, two daughters, two grandmas, and uncle. Because, you know, one of the grandmas lives with mom's brother.
I will ask no follow-ups.
Yeah. So it was just the full family unit. We're on a week-long vacation, and we had some things planned to go see the giant ball of string or just to go do this or that and hang out on the beach or whatever. And so setting this up ahead of time, I said, look, I'm going to have to I'm going to want to veer off one of these days. So give me a day, a Dan day, a me day. I'm going to go meet TC. And I don't know that I went farther than that in my explanation. But my goal was, let's go to the Mobile, Alabama. Let's find the tree where the leprechaun was hiding. And let's take a picture next to the tree. That was pretty much the only goal. Well, what we ended up doing was, we were at the tree taking pictures, and we saw some lady wearing pajama bottoms and a T-shirt, and thought, hey, let's ask if they know anything about the Alabama leprechaun. The second we went up to her, she's like, oh, yeah, Midget Sean.
Yeah.
You know the story of Midget Sean. I'm like, I do not know the story of Midget Sean. So we proceeded to embark on a 4 to 5 hour journey to find this person she referred to as Midget Sean, who she says perpetrated a hoax upon the world by pretending to be a leprechaun hiding in a tree.
You were offered crack cocaine.
In the journey, we were offered crack.
Yeah.
It's possible that the leprechaun in question would have been able to fulfill an order in that regard as well, but I'm not positive. I'm not here to sully his name.
You put two people in your car or in your...
So, yes, we kept being sent to this place, to that place, to this place. The gas station on the corner. In the end, it was the gas station on the corner. If we find that gas station, Midget Sean hangs out there a lot. You'll find Midget Sean. Hang out there for a little while. You'll run into Midget Sean. And, yeah, at that gas station, we were there for quite some time, not really getting anything out of it. We did not see anyone who did not appear to be of normal height. And we then kind of asked around at the station, and of course, oh yeah, I know Midget Sean, sure. Oh, see that guy over there? He could get you in touch with him. So we went to that guy over there. Well, that guy over there was with his lady, and they were drinking something out of brown paper bags, and he assured me that he could get us to Midget Sean. And I thought, okay, cool. And he's going to show us exactly where Midget Sean is. And me and TC both looked at it, and this is great. Let's go. And when we walked outside, he followed us to our car and hopped in the back. And the problem there was, our car was my mother-in-law's car, which she had driven down from Ohio. And I was under explicit directions. Okay, you're allowed to take this veer off from the family because you're you. My family...
It's the year of Dan.
Well, it wasn't so out of the question that I might disappear for a day on vacation.
Yeah.
So, everybody already knew. You didn't have to explain this to the grandmas. Everybody knows Dan has different... There are some different rules that go along with being Dan, but in the long run, it's a net positive, we think.
How do you feel about this, Julie?
I'm really jealous. I want to go on an adventure like this.
So I'm in my mother-in-law's car, but I was told before leaving, because I did tell her I'm going to go look for the Alabama leprechaun. I think I did end up telling her. She said, okay, go in TC's car, drive to TC's house, and take his car. And I said, done. Of course I will. But TC had a beater, yeah. And I think it might have been loaded up because he was moving out of his apartment. And I don't know, one thing or another, but I had forgotten that directive probably seconds after it was issued. So now I'm in my mother-in-law's pristine vehicle, with two locals who think they can direct me to Midget Sean.
Who have open containers.
Who have open containers. And I'm not sure where they're taking me. Anyway, we went down once, was a one-way street, which I was very worried about. Anyway, we ended up finding Midget Sean. I put the picture of the reunion finally on the Twitter, at Bracket Dan, if you want to see the picture. But we met this guy. He did indicate, yes, this was a hoax I perpetrated. It was just for fun. He told us that he had a YouTube page. I think it was called Shorty Bop. Mm-hmm. Did we ever confirm that?
I think so, yeah. When we called him a year later and had him on.
Yeah, we ended up calling him, but the legendary Alabama Leprechaun from 2006 just gave us so much.
Are you aware that there is a Wikipedia page for the Crichton Leprechaun? And I've seen this tree as well, by the way.
You've been there?
I have.
Did TC take you?
He did.
Okay.
Now, Sean was not there, but I have seen that tree. Crichton Leprechaun has a Wikipedia page. And at the bottom of page, you will find the Bob and Dan Show on KTCK 1310, The Ticket in Dallas, conducted a field investigation in 2014.
That's what I did.
Interviewing locals about their memories of the incident. Numerous witnesses identified the Crichton Leprechaun as a local African-American dwarf, quote, Midget Sean.
I did not name him that.
He called himself that. The interviewers were brought to meet the man, who recounted the story as a prank played on the local community in which he dressed as a leprechaun, climbed in a tree while his friends alerted others about a leprechaun sighting. That is the final entry on the Crichton Leprechaun Wikipedia page. A field investigation.
Wow.
That's worthy of a resume tape, right? That's a resume bit.
Oh, my God.
If I'm out trying to get a job at CNN?
It's incredible. Again, like I've said before, a lot of people will play that audio today. A lot of blogs and whoever will post the video. But only one person took their mother-in-law's sedan and 8 hours later was speaking to a guy who actually was the leprechaun in the tree.
The Year of Dan.
It's probably your crowning achievement, right?
Sadly, yeah. I think that's,
I don't think that's sad at
the
all.
Best thing I've ever done.
Was Kawhi playing?
Oh. Yeah, he was not playing, Dan. It's 250. This is the ticket.